Are we ready to go?
Yeah, I think so.
Episode
29.
Sound confused about that. Yeah, episode 29. Fire Gas Boys.
Yeah.
I'm still wondering, like, if that's a good name. Carcast. Collier Cast Boys, is that what should we be called? We're the Collier Cast Boys.
Oh, well, I think
boys.
The name Collier Cast, I don't know about Collier Cast Boys.
Yeah, like, no.
Collier Cast, I think, is a good name.
No, I totally agree with you on that. I totally agree. I'm saying more a sense, like, what should, like, people call, like, us? Like, I know Collier Cast should be our podcast, but I'm just like...
I guess, yeah, the boys.
It's your boys.
Yeah, Collier Cast Boys. 29.
29.
Yeah.
It's really hard, because, like, I did upload, like one of the trial runs, it was called Call Your Cast Car Talk episode 1.
Okay,
so that kind of was like
27. So, yeah, you know, yeah.
So it's kind of like already messed up.
So that's all right.
But yeah, but yeah, dude. What is it? August already. Kids are already back in school. They went back Thursday. So it's August 13th. It's hotter than ever. I thought July was hot. But
oh, yeah. I mean, dude, that's something, yeah. Well, actually, let's look into that, because they say it's hot all over.
They say it's
like heat records.
Yeah,
see.
Well, apparently you can't even escape it. It's so hot that, I mean, it's not even just Florida.
Search
it's,
up heat. That's all I'm going to search up.
Colorado's hot. Los Angeles
is
hot.
Yeah, Arizona.
I mean, I heard the index along the whole United States was pretty much like between 100
type in heat
and
it's like
120.
The basketball stuff comes up and it's like, no.
Oh, like the Miami Heat or something like
that? Yeah. Let's see. But yeah, okay, here we go. It doesn't tell you what state this is, and I don't really want to click on it, but whatever. The U.S. has the hottest city, and the governor... declared.
Oh, shit. You're good.
That was a water bottle. I'm sorry. The governor declared a statewide heat emergency. I guess there's been a lot of heat deaths.
Oh, that's another thing. Wow, people dying from heat. I heard that's on another podcast. I forget which. Extreme heat and extreme cold is one of the really things that kill a lot of people.
It says the extreme heat was affecting... Sorry, clicked on the maps instead of the news on accident, but here we go. Extreme heat is affecting a third of U.S. residents. So, jeez. More than 115 million Americans are under heat alerts across 16 states. So, I mean, man, they're really...
Well, I know. Well, I mean, what are they blaming it on? Are they blaming it on, like, climate change?
I mean, it doesn't necessarily... Let's see. Let's click on one of these articles. Central Alabama. Let's see. 2 hours ago. Let's see what they say. I mean, of course, on Yahoo News right now, it's not part of the article. It's part of these little tabs, but the tabs are news, U.S., politics, world, COVID-19, climate change, health, science, originals, contact us. Those are the tabs, so it's just funny. Let's see.
So I feel like it's just climate change and the COVID-19 is just part of their agenda. And, like, their agenda, I feel like it's, like, the globalist elite that want to take over the world. Bless you. Bless you, Brian.
Sorry about that.
Salute to you, Brian.
Let me see. So, this is pretty much... Wow. According to Alabama Power, more than 9,000 lost power in 32 Alabama counties over the weekend because it was so hot.
Oh, wow. That's a thing. So, they, like, their power plant, I mean, right? That's where all the power comes from, right? Just got overheated.
I guess. I mean, damn, they listed all these counties here. I'm not going to read them all. But it's a lot of them. Well, let me see here. Notes for dealing with high temperatures.
Well, speaking
of
heat.
Again, it doesn't really tell you.
Speaking of heat, though. The most recent news, what's been talking about recently is Hawaii is on fire.
Yeah.
And so, Have we found out, like, a cause of that fire?
Well, let's go see the Hawaii wildfires. Let's see. Man, I wish I could find... How did the... Here we go. AOL. Sounds like a reputable source.
I mean, they've been around since, what, the 80s? I don't know.
How did the Hawaii wildfire start? That's the headline of the article.
Well, wasn't it bring back similar instances? So
this was posted on the 11th.
Well, hold on. Before you read this article, doesn't this bring back similar instances what happened with Australia? Wasn't Australia on fire?
Australia was on fire. California was on fire. Let's see. August is
all right. So why you bringing
dry
up
dry season? So it's they're pretty much gonna blame it that it's oh look here we go abnormally dry. Let's see.
So why are you looking up at the Hawaii fire? I'm gonna look up at the Australia fire. See you.
Number of fires.
See what we find on both of these.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to skim through this article. It looks like it's just caused by being dry. Let's see, dry vegetation combined with the drought conditions made the perfect environment for wildfires. Alright. So, this was on the 11th.
So yeah, Brian, what did you find?
Well, pretty much that it was started by dry conditions, just all the...
So...
It's just like here, you know, when there's a... I guess in the winter for us it's a little more drier, but
well, wasn't there that fire out in the Golden Gate Estates area that just I wonder how that started.
Which one?
It crossed over like Wilson Boulevard.
Oh, okay, yeah, that one, that one was good. Yeah, that one was a crazy one.
Do we know and how then, that one got started?
As far as
I know, rumors were spreading that it was like some crazy lady lit her house, like poured gasoline on her house and lit it on fire.
I mean, as far as I've read, I'm pretty sure they blamed it on like same thing, like dry conditions. I don't know.
So they said that it was like just dry conditions for the one that happened.
Locally. I mean, I think that's just like the basic news I saw. But I didn't see any updates.
Okay, so you said more or less natural causes, right? So this article I found about Australia fires says that more or less it's the hot, dry weather making it easy for blazes to start and spread. Natural causes are, you know, to blame most of the time. That's what this article is saying from CNN. Like lightning strikes in drought-affected forests, dry lightning. I mean, isn't it normally raining when it's lightning, though? Like...
I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert again, so. I mean, there was a fire recently out by where I live, because you could smell the smoke. I mean, they were able to control it pretty fast. But, again, it's, I don't know. You just see that, again, we're going to talk, like, every celebrity comes out, like, The Rock shares his emotional message.
What about Hawaii?
Yeah. Let's see. So is The Rock, look, King Charles. They are utterly horrified to hear about the wildfires affecting Hawaii. So it's just, I don't know, all these people come out, like Jason Momoa, stay away from Hawaii.
Oh, is Jason Momoa that one big Aquaman? He's the Aquaman? Yeah. Oh, that's Aquaman? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen his character in the most recent Fast and the Furious?
I think we talked about this on the...
He was, like, a very flamboyant...
Feminine.
Yeah, flamboyant.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so that's pretty much all the info we have on the Hawaii wildfires. I mean, the death toll now is up to 93. They say it's the deadliest natural disaster in Hawaii since it became a state. You know what year it became a state?
No, what year?
1959.
Wow, I mean, that's like on the brink of the 60s, dude. That's pretty interesting.
Pretty recent, right?
Yeah.
Pretty recent. So that's Hawaii wildfires. I mean,
going off of like fires and heat, I mean, do you remember at all about like COVID-19 and like how it kind of all started and like how, Do you remember anything about it? Anything like that at all?
What
like,
do you mean? Like, what do you mean how it started? Like the
whole lab thing,
the wet markets in China and Wuhan.
First, the information about people just dropping.
Yeah, and the people were just dropping in the streets. They were killing dogs in the street because the dogs had it. There's like a whole. Oh, they were like bolting people inside their houses and in their like apartments.
Yeah,
they were really making a show. But then like nurses became like celebrities and they were doing TikTok dances and all that. So
these nurses had time to do like. But then this is also when TikTok became really popular. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
this is the time TikTok started getting popular. Yeah.
And if we look at the most trending apps now, I mean, that's like one or well, top even, three or five.
My brother, he does a lot of jiu-jitsu stuff and on Instagram where he'll get maybe 100 views. On TikTok, he says he'll get like 3,000, 4,000 views.
So, do you think that's all legitimate, like, viewers? Or how much of that are, like...
I don't know.
We have to, like, think about bots or involved.
Well, too. I mean, I wonder what... Because, do they count it as a view even if you just scroll right past it?
I don't know. I don't know what's counted as a view, yeah.
So it's just like, dude, if you just scroll right past it, but it was there, you know?
I know, like, for podcast instances, I know that you have to, in some, like, Stitcher and like, Pandora, you have to have at least 30 seconds or a minute in, like, listening. To count it as a view.
Okay.
But just speaking of COVID-19, I wanted to dive in on one of these articles that we have pulled up about Mr. Beast. He's a YouTuber.
Yeah, go into this.
He's quite popular now with the kids, right? Especially like that, he's promoted. I should say he's one of the YouTubers that's promoted on like the main YouTube channel amongst There's another lady that's promoted on the main's channel. She does like sort of like reviews, but like just explains like
I remember just the YouTubers from back in the day were like Shane Dawson, Fred,
that's not even
Smosh or whatever.
Who was that?
Was it Smosh? There's something like that. I think they were one of the first videos.
Do you know the Guitar Man guy?
The Mystery Guitar Man. He wasn't like necessarily a big popular one, but I know that Shane Dawson one got pretty big, and Fred, of course, got so huge where he got his own movies on Nickelodeon. First, you got TV shows. You got on the iCarly TV show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then he got his own movies through Nickelodeon.
And you know, I was curious about one day, like, where he was at, and I found his YouTube video, or he doesn't even post, I don't think, to the same channel of Fred anymore, even though...
Oh, wow.
I might be wrong on that, don't quote me. I think he has another YouTube channel, though, where he posted, like, a, just, like, life vlogging, like, recently.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, I'm not famous anymore, or that wealthy, I didn't do well that on Nickelodeon. There's a reason why I only had a few.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he made enough to like get himself like, you know, good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like maybe he's not, you know, maybe he's got, you know, work
something. I mean, he did pretty good for himself.
Yeah. I was going to say he's probably decently well off.
Oh yeah.
I mean, even like again, now it's like, yeah, even like PewDiePie or when he was like the first YouTuber streaming video games or something like that.
Oh, there was a hype around him about the race between him and like one, like, it was like a whole country, India or something like that.
Oh, really?
Whole country that was like racing neck and neck of like who's the top YouTuber.
Wow.
You got like, there was a whole thing on this back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, now, yeah, again, I'm not into the whole internet celebrities. I don't know who's who anymore. Because now it's like you're not...
Isn't that crazy?
Because now it's not like you're just a... Yeah, because you're not just a YouTuber anymore. You could just be an influencer on Instagram. Instagram has like 1.8 million followers. But if you go to their YouTube, it's like 2,000 subscribers.
I'm pretty sure certain celebrities also mentioned this. Like when celebrities like back in the day when you actually had to go to Hollywood... mentioned something about like this in particular, what we're talking about, where like the new celebrities are the influencers, are the YouTubers, are the ones who are posting content, are the ones who are streaming. You know, those are, because if you look at it, and even when I listen to, like, Sam Tripoli's Tinfoil Hot podcast, he talks about his kids that, oh, they just watch YouTube. They just watch whatever. Oh, yeah. They like watching people play the video game. You know? They like watching somebody else do it.
Yeah.
And,
well, I mean, I have a child, and it's not even that he likes watching somebody else do it. It's really just like, I don't know, maybe for it's just him, but like he's just such a fan of like the one thing that he's just trying to find any video he can on it. Like monster trucks, he'll just watch any video with a monster truck. If it's a toy video, if it's an animation video, if it's in French, if it's in Spanish, he just wants monster trucks.
That's funny.
So it's just like, I don't know. Yeah, he doesn't like, like, some stuff, like, but he'll watch, the only stuff that he watches, like, as a show will be, like, stuff that's, like, a real show. Like, he'll watch Paw Patrol, but he'll watch some Paw Patrol stuff on YouTube, too. And, again, whether it's toys, but, like, he's just watching because it's Paw Patrol. I don't know. So, maybe, I just think it's more of, like, they're just such a, into the, I don't know. It's also weird because, yeah, they have that, like, they have that access now, you know? It's like, it's
not, oh,
like,
we never had the access.
Like, we were talking about it earlier, just TV, you know? We were watching TV as kids where, like, the commercials even back then were more creative. And they were just, you know, meant to, maybe they were, like, silly or just really weird or out there. But, like,
that was pretty much all our content, though.
Because, yeah, because it was like, oh, we got to make this the best 30 seconds to a minute we can. You know, we got to put some...
Is that what you also think is part to blame? That it's just, like, spreaded, that part of that creativity spreaded to the internet? Like, it just, it's no longer on traditional cable broadcasting, like, you know, commercials anymore? Or do you think commercial as a whole, like, ads, marketing as a whole, kind of, like, stepped away from, like, funny, humorous, like... content?
Well, most of the ads, well, like, on that I've seen now, or like at least on TV, are mainly like medications or just advertisements for other shows. Sometimes you'll still get, like, you know, stores, like Kohl's. Every once in a while you see a Kohl's commercial, or restaurants you'll see like an Olive Garden commercial. But even like ads on the internet now, like YouTube ads, whether it's like a 5-second ad, you know, it's just like, I don't know, it's just, they just gotta get your attention just for that second, you know?
Oh, that brings up another point. Somebody mentioned that they have like short attention spans now.
Yeah.
Is that another reason why they had this, they switched up their gear? Or is it part of this whole like bigger psyop that like,
I don't know, man.
On, they're pulling on the population.
It's
on
just, because like, I don't know. I remember when they were saying, oh, you watch too much TV, it'll rot your brain.
Or if you watch, you know, like now, if you watch it too close. And yeah, then now, and then now you have, but, like, VR headsets that's like right, yeah, up in your face. So.
And now it's like, yeah, right? What would you consider it now? Like, geez. Because, I mean, there is educational stuff out there, for sure, but there's just also a lot of,
I think,
like,
it's
nonsense.
Saturated. Like, yeah, it's drowned out, yeah, by all that nonsense. Because, yeah, I think, and TikTok, what's pushed, could be good.
And even,
yeah,
like, even, like, kids shows nowadays, like a Paw Patrol, or, like, they're just so simplistic. Like, if you watch a cartoon from, you know, back when we were, like, an Ed, Edd n Eddy, stuff that even, I don't know, I watched Dragon Ball Z, I watched it on, like, an original, because the internet has, like, this archive where you can watch the original airing from 2002 or whatever, and I watched Dragon Ball Z when it aired on Cartoon Network in 2002, and it was rated Y7 for 7-year-olds.
Oh, wow.
You know? And, like, they were having battles, and I don't know, was it just, like, I just feel like, yeah, I guess it's, like, the civilization is getting, like, softer. Because, like, now you watch... Because, like, I was watching that at, like, 4, 5. You know? Like, Dragon Ball Z, I was watching that, like, really young.
Yeah, the Fox Box.
Fox, I mean, Box, all those... Yeah. And,
Tsunami or...
Tsunami, yep. Tsunami was good. And then... But, again, like, the shows now, like, the kid shows now, they're just so... So simple. Like, they put no, like, creativity. It's just, like, a basic story.
Well, I mean, speaking of simple,
like,
basic.
Because, like, Ed, Edd n Eddy, dude, his whole, every episode was just Eddie trying to get, people to get money, you know? He was trying to, like, scam people, you know, get money from people. Come up with ideas to get a quarter, get a dollar.
I actually don't remember anything about, like, that story back, storyline.
Oh, I just watched it recently. Yeah, because I watched it with my son. I watched the older cartoons. But well,
I wanted to dive in. Are you still want to continue on this topic? Or?
Well, I mean, you know, we can end it there. I mean, it's just, yeah, just, I don't know, just from YouTube, from what we were, you know, exposed to, because, like, we didn't even have the internet, really, until, like...
I just remember being in, what'd you got, computer tech class? And where we have all the sea of computers, and we all be on the computer, and this one kid, Marcus, just calling me over, and he's looking at, like, you know, a naked woman on the screen.
Yeah, dude. Same guy would actually do that in my history class too.
And that, so that was the early internet.
So yeah, right.
But I wanted to...
Go back to this Mr. Beast.
Yeah, Mr. Beast. Okay, I wanted to dive in on this particular article that we have pulled up. But before we dive in, I also wanted to diverge. Yeah, I know, right? Isn't it odd, though? Like, do you know of his friend at all? Like, or the one that was really close to him? I know they don't really film together anymore now that he started transitioning.
Mr. Beast?
Not Mr. Beast himself, not the main, but he had a, he had like a...
No,
a,
I'm not aware of any of Mr. Beast stuff.
He had a co-host where, I mean, best friends, and then, yeah, he came out saying he started transition to a female.
Wow.
And so, like... He got the recognition and exposure from being on his friend's show, Mr. Beast. So I'm starting to think, like, how much of that is just, like, all for, like, marketing towards...
His own. Like, he's trying to get his time in the sun, you know?
Yeah, and especially, like, the recent highlight and movement with, like, this transgender movement. I mean, if you want to talk or speak about something specific, it's, like, the Bud Light, particularly the Bud Light. I mean, there's highlights even on, like, I even remember in June month. Yes, I know it's always been, like, Pride Month, but it's more of a, like, in your face, like, I mean, heck, it was even on iTunes main,
right?
And heck, I mean, you go to indeed.com, it was even the Pride flag for Indeed that month. I mean,
right.
You go to even RuneScape, it's one of my favorite games.
Yeah.
RuneScape Legendary 07 came out in 2001. Well, they had Pride, you know, celebrate your Pride in game to have a Pride parade. But my main point, it's just more like you said, in your face.
Yeah.
And like how that his best friend, the one who's transitioning, got his recognition from being on his friend's show, Jimmy Donaldson, which is his name, his real name. But he goes by Mr. Beast on YouTube. And so namesake virtual burger restaurant, I guess, is the company that was behind Mr. Beast Burger. Is actually countersuing or filed a lawsuit against him about his investment dealings with the company. So apparently it went sour. Before I get into the whole thing, I know I briefly saw a video of, like, Mr. Beast posted it saying he was no longer gonna sell the Mr. Beast burger due to quality control that, you know, obviously since it's in ghost restaurants all around the world, that he can't keep a focus on the quality. And that,
and for people who don't know, a ghost ghost kitchen is like it'll be like you can find it on Google, because I remember we were talking about this before when we pulled up the article. It was actually Mr. Beast Burger, and I was like, what is that? I've never heard of that. And you'll click on it, but it's, like, in some warehouse. It'll be, like, in a warehouse, and they don't have a website necessarily. You can only access it through, like, Uber Eats or delivery sites, and apparently it's a very common thing in bigger cities where they'll just run secret little restaurants outside of sometimes other restaurants. And that's what this Mr. Beast was. It was not, like, you couldn't go there physically and eat there.
How does that even start? How legitimate is that? Yeah, well,
yeah, how, because, again, they had a page on Google. You can find them, and it says permanently closed now, because I'm guessing this whole lawsuit and all that. But the location was still there, and, yeah, it's in a warehouse area, and it's just like, man, you would, and then you realize, like, oh, it's just a kitchen. They just cook there. And they pick and they just send out food from there.
I don't know if you can look on your end on your computer, but like, when did a ghost, like, how did a ghost kitchen even start? Like,
all right, let me look it up.
Like, when did that come about? And then I have an article in one particular about, they said, okay, so this article said a lot of people were complaining about their experiences. They said, while some had fine experiences, others complained about their burgers being charred or completely raw. I mean, isn't that in most cases, though? I mean, sometimes you go to McDonald's and you get, like, your nuggets are freaking, like, raw, or your burger's cold as hell. I mean, the inconsistency happens, I mean, you know, usually a lot of times.
So just scanning through these articles here, I didn't click on it, but one of the articles, I just skimmed through the little summary, and apparently they're all fading away. Oh, hold on.
Bless you. What, the ghost kitchens are fading away?
Yeah, they say. I guess they're all kind of following that Mr. Beast kind of thing, that issue where they're not necessarily, like, you can't regulate the quality control. But let's see. Everything you need to know, what are ghost kitchens? So, okay. So they really started blowing up because of COVID in 2020.
So, but my main thing is, like, okay, so they just go to this kid, Mr. Beast, who owns a YouTube channel, to start, hey, can you, like, well, start selling burgers?
I know, he just kind of was, like, the brand, you know? Like, and it's like, oh, it's a Mr. Beast burger, you know? So, I don't know.
So he was just the marketing.
Yeah. But I know, like, there's, like, look, there's a virtual spinoff brand, using a shared commissary space.
I mean, but you would have
renting out restaurant kitchens. So, like, you could be working in a Chinese restaurant and then, like, making Mexican food in the ghost kitchen, maybe, because the owner wanted to make more money, you know?
But, I mean, wouldn't you knowingly, though, like, wouldn't you know, like, okay, my face is on this? Like, I have to...
Well, that's just specifically for the Mr. Beast. A lot of these ghost kitchens are not, like... They're all, like, one owner, you know? They're not, like, chains like that. Mr. Beast, I guess, try to kind of do, like, a chain thing.
So, yeah. He's trying to went all over.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at one
point...
And
the problem is, like, yeah, you can't just do it in, this, like, any ghost kitchen. Because, yeah, who's going to... Because, like, the health department is...
So, who do you think was more behind that, then? Do you think it was this kid, Mr. Beast, or do you think it was that this virtual... What is this company? Virtual dining, or...
I mean, I guess they're both kind of... Again, like he said, it was just, like, a stupid deal he made. You know, it just sounds like a dumb deal he made to make some money. And, like, he probably gets kickback every time they start a Mr. Beast, you know, ghost kitchen. But, again, you can't... If somebody were...
Virtual dining concepts.
Because if you ever worked, you know, if somebody, like, dies from your food, you know, oh, Mr. Beast is responsible for a death, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, his face is pretty much on the package and his logo.
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, this guy, Mr. Beast, though, this kid, isn't... I surfaced a video that appeared to be pretty old of him, of, like... When I say old, like, when he first started out, he was just streaming. But, like, isn't it odd how he got so big and how his, like, what is his main selling point in his YouTube videos? Is he gives away money.
Yeah, I'm not aware. He gives
away huge, large sums of money, like $1 million.
I'm not aware of his content because, again, he's, like, a newer YouTuber. Maybe not newer, but, like, I mean, he's just blown up recently. I know he was, like, on the Joe Rogan podcast, you know, so they were... He's definitely, you know, very well promoted.
But I don't know any of his content. I don't know what he really does, what he gives away. I know he gives away large sums of money.
Have you ever seen when he came out with like the mock version of the Squid Games? When they did like his own version of Squid Games, like the Netflix.
Don't you hate when you try to read series? An article and it doesn't let you because I have to pay?
So oh, okay. I hate the new
article I was trying to read. It's called, you've heard of Ghost Kitchens? Meet Ghost Franchises.
Oh, speaking of that.
Yeah, right? And it's like, of course, I can't even access it.
So there's a paywall?
Yep. $1 a week for the New York Times.
Well, what I normally do with those paywalls is I try to copy a title or some sort of the article that I want to read and paste it in my search bar.
Yeah, so then, well, I mean, I could just look up Ghost Franchises.
Yeah, do that.
I just thought it was a good little sidetrack.
No, that is pretty good, especially like speaking about what Mr. Beast tried to do and like.
Yeah, because the first sentence was just talking about Mr. Beast.
So yeah, especially yeah, he was in like in over 10,000 like malls and such.
Yeah, because you just said that company Virtual Dining Concepts or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's a ghost franchise basically, because it says like ghost or not ghost. It says. Virtual food brands.
So do they often even
driven
exist?
By real celebrities.
Well, hold on. Do they? Can you even like what are they? Like, they don't have an actual physical place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't have an actual physical place.
So you can't really get mad at like the business owner. It's like, but then again, they would have.
To but sign again, a deal. It comes back to like if somebody dies from a Mr. Beast burst, you know?
Yeah.
Because it gave it to him raw, you know? Because again, he can't. The problem is like the thing about like Starbucks or Chipotle, you know, is like they send people from other successful stores to train that staff, you know, and it's like a whole chain of command. But you know, you're not doing that with the Ghost Kitchen. You just have people who need a job, you know. Let's see what this article.
But it started what you said in 2020. I mean, and it's 2023.
Yeah. Again, it said they started coming out in 2020 because of COVID, and you know, all the delivery apps were blowing up. Again, even like Uber was starting to promote Uber Eats. You know, instead of just picking up people and dropping them off, no, you're just gonna give them food too. DoorDash at that time, they made a deal with Target for groceries, I think. Because, remember it was shipped or whatever?
Oh, yeah. It's spelled S-H-I-P-T.
Yeah, T, yep.
Yeah.
And now it's like,
So, I guess the Florida, I was going to say Florida. I guess the Virtual Dining Concept is a Florida-based company. It's a Florida restaurant group that develops celebrity-backed virtual restaurant brands.
Well, I mean, it's Florida, man. It's one of those, I guess it's an easy state to start a company. Let's see. But yeah, so I guess a lot of these ghost franchises are kitchens. Like Combo Kitchen is one. The Local Culinary. Big old advertisements. Nice. Oh, that's it. They only gave me those two.
Well, speaking but of like, Florida. Look,
the Local Culinary is a European restaurant group. Oh, wait. No, it was founded in Miami. The guy is from Europe. A European restaurant guru, Alp Franco, in Miami, Florida. He started it.
He's the founder?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Alp Franco. He's a restaurant guru, apparently. He's got 44 locations. Only one is company owned, and all are located in the U.S.,
What does that even mean when you're a guru?
I don't know, right?
What does that even mean?
Combo Kitchen is one of the world's first ghost kitchen franchise opportunities. They have more than 32 restaurant chains. Wow. Founded by, again, this guy was founded in Miami, Florida. That's really interesting. Got 151 locations. Wow. Only one is company owned. So they only own one, and the rest are just franchise.
So who's the parent? Like, what's the parent company then?
The parent company is that Combo Kitchen, like their group or restaurant, Virtual Concepts or whoever, you know?
But, like, who runs that then? Like, that's what I'm saying.
Well, this guy, Hossein Kasami, and then I guess whoever else is investing.
What? How do you spell that? How do you spell Hossein?
Hossein. Last name is Kasmai. And it doesn't really give you any info about him.
No?
No.
I mean, I think this is his LinkedIn page, but I know you have to be, like, registered.
Does it say anything about, what does it say?
I think you need an account. I think it's, like, a paywall, like, sort of like Twitter.
Oh, really?
Oh, my bad, like, X now.
Yeah, right. That was probably going to be bad for the mic. Sorry, I just wanted to look at your laptop.
No, you're good.
But, yeah, there's not, because the other one told us he was a restaurant guru. This guy doesn't say anything.
Oh, it wants me to do a puzzle, so.
Because you're not a human?
I don't know. I really don't want to do this puzzle. Nah, I really don't want to do this puzzle, so.
All right, forget, well, I mean, that was a good LinkedIn. Little, it was just a good little rabbit hole to go down, you know, just that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, especially, I got Al Franco on here, speaks of his, virtual restaurant group, I'll provide this in the source links for our podcast.
Yeah, video. I mean, it's just a good little, because, I don't know, we're not going to go all day on Al Franco.
Nah. But speaking of Florida, though, rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine was arrested for speeding. Do you know which road? I don't know which road. But, yeah, he was arrested for speeding, and then I don't know if it was the same day, next day, or within a few hours. I don't know, but he was bonded shortly after for $2,000.
Yeah, let's see. He was... Let me see.
Oh, shortly after midnight Thursday.
There
so,
you go. What is that?
So,
a day.
A day. Okay.
Not even.
Wow. This reminds me of a similar case that happened in Miami with Justin Bieber when he was racing in his Lamborghini. And he
got this guy had a suspended driver's license and an active traffic warrant for an unregistered vehicle.
And he got released.
On a $2,000 bond. Jeez.
Just shows you gotta know people, huh?
Which, what? If he only paid 10%, which I'm pretty sure he didn't have to get a, you know, a bail bond. I'm sure he paid it all. But, like, yeah. You know, for us who have to get a bail, you know, that's only $200.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, I had to pay, you know, when we got her, I had to pay $1,000 in mine, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, wow, maybe... It's good to be a celebrity, I guess. Especially in Florida, man.
Yeah. Another thing talking about Florida is recreational is trying to get on the ballot. I know it was trying to get passed last year. I think it was trying to get passed 2017. No, I might have been thinking when we were trying to pass medical marijuana, which medical marijuana is, you know, legal here in Florida, but... But in the past, recreational was suggested, but it was turned down. Not turned down, but didn't make enough votes to pass rec. But a big contender on that is this lady, Attorney General Ashley Moody. She is, she hates marijuana. And I don't know if it's just marijuana or smoking in general, because I think she is also in charge of... or runs the Florida Tobacco Free Florida thing initiative, or so I'm thinking, or so I think. But if we look even further, I think we found out that she was put in office by Ron DeSantis. And it's just so odd that, you know, Ron DeSantis passes a bill, you know, that you're able to do smokable marijuana, but has a lady in charge who's so anti-marijuana. So... looking at this article in particular, it's tailored to Trulieve, which is a dispensary in Florida, one of many. There's Rise, there's Curaleaf, there's Move, there's many other dispensaries in Florida, but she's claiming Trulieve is to be a monopoly in the state, and she needs to stop it. It's not the only thing she wants to stop. She wants to stop marijuana completely. I believe she hates medical marijuana as well, but it's here, and she's trying to stop recreational.
According to this article, it says that Trulieve operates about a quarter of Florida's 475 medical marijuana dispensaries. But again, I don't know. I just feel like it's just one of those things where they probably have, you know, it's like a McDonald's, you know, they just have the most money so they can open up more locations, you know? And I know they have they don't have the best reputation, you know, in terms of customer service or how they prescribe things, at least the ones locally here. But, I mean, if they have an overall bad rep, you know, it's just easy to take a dispensary. Because, I mean, you could say the same thing about Move. Because, oh, Move is not only in Fort Myers and Bonita, it's also in Marco Island, you know? But it's the only one in Marco Island.
Well, weren't there, Move was also trying to get one in Collier?
Yeah, they had on their website, yeah, an advertisement for Naples. But, yeah, I guess the Collier County denied the medical marijuana dispensaries again.
Okay, so get this. The people who are oppose this recreational marijuana, they argue that the initiative covers too many subjects as well as potentially tricking voters. I want to know how that happens. And then,
like, they've never tricked voters before, right?
The way they word things on those ballots, man, yeah. They're so tricky. Okay, so according to this WFOR, State Solicitor General Henry Whitaker, argued in a court filing Wednesday that the carefully curated ballot summary misleads in ways that sometimes subtle and are likely to influence voters, and to entice or not entice, and to do so in ways that entrenches the sponsor monopolistic stranglehold on marijuana market to its market to be detrimental to Floridians. Oh, how detrimental it can be to the Floridian people who live here. And then it says, in its pursuit of a larger customer base and greater profits, Trulieve has invited millions of Floridians to join in a reckless violation in a federal criminal law. So this guy, Whitaker, clearly hates marijuana. The initiative, he says, should be stricken.
Let's see. DeSantis approved Florida law bans recreational marijuana ads while instituting more industry worker restrictions. That was posted 5 days ago. Let's see. I like the wording in this. The governor of Florida signed a little notice bill that took effect last month, expanding medical marijuana advertising and manufacturing restrictions to prohibit any products or messages that promote recreational cannabis use. So they don't even want you, like, talking about it in the industry. Nope, keep it strictly medical. Strictly medical.
Well, you can't talk about, like, oh, I want to get it recreational and promote, like...
Yeah, well, this is just a little summary here. I'm not going to dig into the article. Yeah. But, yeah, it says, expanding medical marijuana advertising and manufacturing restrictions to prohibit any products or messages that promote recreational cannabis use.
So, pretty much they're trying to take away freedom of speech.
That's, I mean, if you want to call it that, man, that's what it says. Let's see.
That is ridiculous. I mean, but even this guy, Ron DeSantis, like, where is he at? What is he doing? Oh, he's campaigning to be a president for the 2024. That's what, coming up? That's right around the corner, you know?
Yeah, right.
So, and look, have you seen what he wears? He has his own embroidery t-shirts that says Ron DeSantis governor on it. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
So I guess, that Trulieve is a Tallahassee-based company, so it's even a Florida-based company.
So it's a Florida-based company, and then Moody and this other guy has has some beef with marijuana. They don't like marijuana.
Right? And, man, it's just funny that Ron DeSantis has that whole beef with Disney, man. If Disney starts promoting marijuana, that'd be great.
Dude, and how much of that whole, like, conflict with Disney and DeSantis, is that real?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it recently.
Well, I haven't heard anything recently about it, but I know when I was hearing stuff about it, I'm pretty sure King Charles stepped in and said something about, like, yeah, this is our land that you can't technically do anything about it. But I haven't gone into that at all, so I'm not sure how much of that's real or not. But
look at this. Apparently, man arrested for allegedly having 3 pounds of fentanyl laced marijuana. They're already doing that, man. They're already exposing it. Let's see, Florida. Ron DeSantis is making life tough for cannabis industry in Florida. We'll see how it turns out.
Well, it's
out,
not
man.
The only thing he's making life tough for Florida. I mean, didn't he pass that immigration bill that, like, and a lot of immigrants fled Florida to other states?
Yeah, but then I think a lot of it was like, I don't know, because there's just so much false information. I think a lot of it was kind of like a misunderstood part of the bill or something.
Where, like, so, because of a misunderstanding, a lot of people fled.
Yeah. Because, again, a lot of them were, like, immigrants and don't really understand English, so they're getting it through Spanish-speaking news. I don't know. There's just a lot of, like, especially because, like, I don't know, like, people like Cindy's parents and, like, my grandparents, like, they still watch, like, the TV news.
Like MSNBC?
No, Spanish TV news. Oh. Spanish TV news. Telemundo, Univision. But I don't know, man. It's just very...
should be out there.
Yeah, out in the world, man, whether you're trying to just grow marijuana or just trying to live your life, even out here where we live, man, it's just so... it's like exploded with population. There's just so many communities starting up, town centers being built. It's like...
I wonder how much of those communities, those, like, those developers... are owned by the same people, like the same.
Well, I mean, even think about we live in Naples, so Fifth Ave. I remember when did you longboard that with us with Brenda and Jasmine
back in the day? The yeah. Marco Bridge.
But Fifth
Marco.
Ave. No, not Marco.
No, I wasn't
Fifth
there.
Ave.
I wasn't there that day.
I think it was
no.
Just me, Jasmine, and Brenda then. But yeah, Fifth Ave had a Subway, frozen yogurt shop, a lot of like.
The Subway's not there anymore.
Subway's not there. It has been there in forever.
Oh wow.
Ever since man, I forgot the name. Big real estate guy bought, like, he owns like 13 of those properties now on Fifth Ave, and I think he owns properties on Third Street, and I know he just recently
bought.
Is that
like J.P. Morgan guy or?
No, John something, John R. or something like that.
Oh, wow.
But his name's all over Fifth Ave.
Oh, wow.
But he owns, I know he even owns like a golf course in Estero now, I think. From a couple years ago when I delivered newspapers, so it was like a headline in the newspaper. So it's just like, just a big businessman, you know. He lives in the area. I heard he goes to like a Methodist church.
Oh, he lives around Naples?
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean...
wrap it up.
We can wrap it up.
It was
I was
going to
say, good podcast. We talked about a few different points, a couple local points, a couple, you know.
Finished up on our articles that I wanted to talk about, which was good.
Yeah.
We'll address those.
We'll try to keep, you know, content flowing with the podcast, you know. Try to get a Zoom one in maybe later this week. We'll test it out, see how it sounds. But other than that, anything you want to add?
Carvercast.com is... we're trying to get out, you know, some blog posts out there. We'll try to keep it frequent, more podcasts. You know, I don't know, that's pretty much it.
Yep, signing off.
Smoke.
Thank you.